From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Worried relatives gathered outside a Karachi hospital and morgue early Sunday with pictures of people still missing after a bomb blast at a Sufi shrine in southwest Pakistan. At least 50 people were killed and 100 others wounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for Saturday's suicide attack at the shrine in the southwestern province of Baluchistan. An official at the province's home ministry said rescuers were transporting the wounded to hospitals and the dead to local morgues. Difficult mountainous terrain is hindering the effort about 300 kilometers south of the provincial capital of Quetta. 4 Americans were killed and 17 others wounded when a suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan Saturday morning. A statement from Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said the apparent bomber killed 2 American soldiers and 2 American contractors working on the base. 16 Americans and 1 Polish soldier were also wounded. Afghan media sources say the blast occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. Iraqi security forces faced fierce resistance from Islamic State militants Saturday on the southeastern edge of Mosul. Military sources said troops from the 1st Infantry and 9th Armored Divisions attacked Islamic State militants in the Salam neighborhood. A suicide car bomber attacked Iraqi special forces in the Qadisiyah neighborhood. Gunfire, mortar rounds, and rocket-propelled grenades followed the bombing. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.